Well, hello and welcome. Good evening. We are so glad you are here. Welcome, everyone, to our live telephone town hall meeting that we have for you this evening. This is a free forum, and it's hosted by the Orange County Transportation Authority, and it will be your opportunity to learn more about what OCTA is doing to plan for the future and to improve transportation right here in Orange County. In just a moment, we'll hear from the Orange County Transportation Authority and get an update on the long-range transportation plan. As you listen in, be thinking about questions or comments you'd like to share during this live forum. As soon as you come up with that question or comment, go ahead and press 0 on the keypad on your phone. That way you can submit your question, comment, concern. You'll have an opportunity to ask your questions live during this forum tonight. Now, if you're not comfortable asking your question live, please still press 0 and submit your question. Just let your operator know you'd rather not go live, and I'd be happy to read your question over the air, whatever is most comfortable for you. Tonight, you can also sign up for email updates from OCTA simply by pressing 7. On the keypad on your phone. We'll gather your email addresses and we'll be sure to keep you updated in the future via email electronically. So remember, that's pressing 0 to submit questions and comments to OTCA for this live forum and also pressing 7 on the keypad to provide us your email address. We've already got folks doing both of that tonight. We are so excited to get started and be live here with you tonight. Now, I'll probably go through my introduction maybe one or two more times as we are dialing out. This call tonight is countywide, and we want to give as many neighbors a chance to get connected as we can before we officially start with our updates. So, again, if you are just joining, hello and welcome. Good evening. We are so glad you're here tonight for our live telephone town hall meeting we have for you tonight. This is a free phone forum, and it's hosted by the Orange County Transportation Authority. And this is your opportunity to listen in and learn more about what OCTA is doing to plan for the future and to improve transportation right here in Orange County. So in just a moment, we're going to hear from the Orange County Transportation Authority, and we'll get an update on the long-range transportation plan. Now, if you already have questions about transportation here in Orange County or about the future of transportation, please press 0 on the keypad on your phone. If you don't have any yet, as you listen to our call today and our updates, be thinking about questions, comments, concerns. We would love for you to join our conversation tonight with those. So you do that by pressing 0 again on the keypad on your phone. Now, we are taking those questions live, but if you'd rather not go live, maybe you're not comfortable, don't want to go live over the air, that's fine. Still press 0. Just let your operator know you'd rather not go live, and I'd be more than happy to read your question over the air. We just want to make sure that we get your questions answered. So whatever is most comfortable for you there. Also tonight, we'd love for you to sign up for email updates from the OCTA. Email is one of the best ways for us to keep you up to date. And tonight, we have an easy way you can sign up. Do that by pressing 7 on the keypad on your phone. We'll gather your email addresses and be sure to keep you up to date going forward in the future via email. So again, it is pressing 0 on the keypad on your phone to submit your question and 7 to provide us your email address. And I'll just go through my introduction quickly one more time here again. Thanks, everyone, for your patience. If you've been on a few minutes, again, just stay on just one more minute here before we officially get started. We're dialing out countywide tonight, and it takes just a little while to get everyone connected. So if you're just joining, hello and welcome. You're on a free forum hosted by Orange County Transportation Authority. And tonight is your opportunity to listen and learn more about what OCTA is doing to plan for the future and to improve transportation in Orange County. So we have Orange County Transportation Authority staff on the line tonight to give us an update on the long-range transportation plan. So if you have questions, comments, concerns on transportation here in Orange County, press 0 on the keypad on your phone. We are taking those questions live tonight, but if you'd rather not go live, still press 0. Let your operator know, one of our staff members know you'd rather not go live, and I'd be happy to read your question over the air. And with that, it is my pleasure to officially get us started off tonight. I'm going to turn this over to Orange County Transportation Authority Principal Community Relations Specialist, Marissa Espino. Marissa, please take it away.
Thank you, Allison. Good evening, everyone. Welcome to our telephone town hall hosted by the Orange County Transportation Authority. Thank you for taking the time to join us and learn about the long-range transportation plan. By 2045, the Orange County population is expected to increase by 9%. Without continuous analysis and planning, congestion delay and other transportation challenges will likely worsen. Therefore, the Long Range Transportation Plan, or LRTP, is developed every 4 years to define a vision for Orange County that aims to address future mobility needs. This vision considers a forecast of available revenues, changing demographics, and any other significant trends. We want to hear from you, answer your questions, and have a conversation about what travel should look like in Orange County's future. Our presentation will be brief so that we can hear from you. So at this time, I will turn it over to OCTA's project manager for the LRTP, which is Greg Nord, to provide an overview. Greg?
Thank you, Marissa, and we'll be getting to your questions shortly. So as a reminder, hit zero on your phone to get yourself on standby for a question. We want to hear from you, so don't hesitate to ask a question or share your thoughts. This long-range transportation plan, or LRTP, is a blueprint for Orange County's transportation system that looks out to the year 2045. As population, employment, and housing grow between now and 2045, more trips will be made throughout Orange County, so the LRTP identifies projects and programs to keep Orange County moving in 2045 and beyond. In developing the LRTP, OCTA prioritizes the projects included in the voter-approved OCGO half-cent sales tax program. These investments make up the foundation of the future transportation system, along with our provision of safe and reliable transit service. Additional strategies are considered to address challenges and factors that are currently influencing transportation or that may have an impact in the future. One key challenge addressed in this LRTP is the expiration of the OCGO sales tax, which will occur in 2041. This loss of funding could impact several transportation programs that Orange County travelers have become accustomed to, including coordination of signals to move traffic more efficiently, Metrolink train service, local trolley services, mobility programs for seniors and persons with disabilities, freeway service patrol tow trucks, and environmental cleanup programs. This LRTP proposes to extend and update these types of programs so they can continue to benefit Orange County travelers beyond the expiration of OCGO. The extension of these programs is just one of several groups of strategies referred to as the path to success. In addition to extending and modifying programs currently funded by OCGO, the paths to success also look to expand transit services, enhance active transportation, explore integration of mobility choices, eliminate priority freeway choke points, embrace technology, and elevate priorities for maintenance and resilience. Through these paths to success, the LRTP proposes a wide range of strategies that support the goals of the LRTP while also improving the efficiency of travel without continuously widening roads and freeways, providing transportation options that can be tailored to meet needs of local communities, and supporting a more equitable and sustainable transportation system. There's much more detail in the draft LRTP, which you can access online at octa.net/LRTP. Once again, that's octa.net/LRTP. And at this point, it'd be great to start hearing from you, so I'll turn it back over to Allison.
Thank you so much, Greg. Great little update there. And now, as he said, we're getting to your questions and answers. First up, I'm going to go to a question from Amanda, who asked that I read her question. She is in Seal Beach, and she says, will new lanes be added to help clear up traffic? Greg?
Yeah, thank you, Amanda. The LRTP does include roadway and freeway lane additions, most of which are part of the OCGO sales tax program. However, beyond these plan widenings, it'll become more difficult to add new lanes. And this is mainly because current statewide policies discourage new lanes and limit how state funds can be used for these types of projects. Additionally, Orange County's roadway system is nearly built out. So this means that even without policies that discourage new lanes, significant amounts of land would likely need to be acquired to widen beyond what we have planned in the LRTP. which would be very expensive, and it could have significant impacts to homes and businesses. This is why the LRTP recommends improving the efficiency of our roads and freeways through technologies like signal synchronization. The LRTP also recommends strategies that encourage fewer driving trips, including support for remote work programs where possible, and support for alternatives to driving, like expanding transit service and enhancing the bikeways network.
Excellent. Great information. Thank you so much, Amanda, for joining our conversation. All right, we've got Freddie and Justin up next, but quickly I want to take a polling question. So we have a series of these going throughout the forum tonight, and we want to get your feedback on them. So the first one, I want to ask how much you agree or disagree with this statement, and I'll go through it twice. Improving the efficiency and safety of roads and freeways is becoming more important as an alternative to adding lanes, as state regulations and limited land availability are making it more difficult to add new lanes. So now on the keypad on your phone, press 1 if you agree with that statement, 2 if you're neutral, and 3 if you disagree. So I'll go through that again. Improving the efficiency and safety of roads and freeways is becoming more important as an alternative to adding lanes, as the state regulations and limited land availability are making it more difficult to add new lanes. So on the keypad on your phone, press 1 if you agree with that statement. Press 2 if you're neutral, neither agree nor disagree, and press 3 if you disagree with that statement. We've got a few more of those tonight, so stay on the line so you can provide valuable feedback on that. Also, if you haven't already and you do have a question, just press 0 on the keypad on your phone so we can get that queued up, just like Freddie, Justin did. We'll get to them here right after I remind everyone, if you want to receive email updates from the OCTA on transportation, just press 7 on the keypad on your phone. We had quite a few folks press 7, but we've cleared that queue, so now is a great time to do that. All right, without further ado, let's get Freddie live on the line. Freddie in Glendale, you're live right now. Please go ahead with your question.
Hi, I would like to make a comment. I wish that OCTA transit passes could be recognized and fully used within a metro in Los Angeles, and I also want the metro transit passes to be fully recognized in OCTA zones. And lastly, I want the easy transit pass, because I'm a frequent Metrolink rider. I want my easy transit pass usable on all OCTA transit lines. Please, please do this for us.
Excellent. Great to have you join our conversation, Freddie. What can you say, Greg, to Freddie's comments?
Yeah, that's a common sentiment I think we hear from transit users, especially transit users that are traveling through multiple counties. We are always looking at new kinds of technologies that makes that easier. And one type of technology that we're looking at is basically a kind of like a cell phone app that allows you to access real-time transit information, make purchases of transit tickets ahead of time, even if there's kind of like shared mobility services like shared bikes or shared scooters. You can make those purchases on that app and access all those services easier. So we're always looking for ways to make it easier.
Great. Thanks so much, Freddie. All right, let's get right away to Justin's question. Justin in San Diego, you're live right now. Please go ahead with your question. Justin, are you there? You might have
Mute. Sorry, yeah.
Oh, go ahead. You're live.
Another question I have is, what's it called? I think there also should be a Bravo along Avenue as well, about the version of Route 50.
Okay, Justin, you're kind of breaking in and out here, but I know you were asking about a proposed Bravo service maybe that goes from Laguna to Miguel Station, and Greg, it looks like he's interested in that running 7 days a week.
Yeah, we are looking at expanding transit service throughout the county. We are looking to increase the number of Bravo routes that operate. And there is a one that's proposed that runs from the Laguna Niguel station north. And so we are looking to study those in more detail. And then we're also looking to update our long-term transit plan in the near future.
Excellent. Thanks so much, Greg. Thanks so much, Justin, for joining our conversation. We have Jane up right now and then Jose, but another reminder, you can press 0 on the keypad on your phone to submit your question, comment, concern to OTCA about transportation, or press 7 on your keypad so we can provide you email updates going forward. All right, Jane in Fullerton, you're live right now. Please go ahead with your question.
Great, thanks for this opportunity. I'm a member of my city's active transportation committee, and there's lots of work to do to make non-motorized transportation safer and more convenient. And I believe that fits into the long-range plan because we anticipate shifting people's modes of transportation away from the personal car, just public transportation, shared transportation, and non-motorized transportation. So we need help with that, in that we need funding to support that. Quite often there's grant funding that is sort of prohibitive for us because it takes staff time, which costs money, and to you know, search for, apply for, and then maintain the grants, also matching money. And quite often we're sort of outcompeted by Santa Ana and Anaheim. We have need as well in our city, but we don't have as large a population, so we don't have that benefit of being able to show as much sort of population in need of that kind of support. Nevertheless, there's that need in our community. So is there a way that OCTA can restructure the grant writing process, or even the funding process, or is even a guaranteed pool of funding for cities within OCTA to be able to implement active transportation? Right now, M2 funds and gas tax funds are fully dedicated to road maintenance in our city, and there's no consideration for, or I should say very little consideration for, projects that are dedicated to safety and convenience and non-motorized travel. What opportunities could be put in this plan for the future to maybe restructure some of that funding to, or maybe even have county projects that would implement some of those projects? Thank you.
Yeah, thank you for that question, and I appreciate your concern. So part of this plan is looking to expand and extend the OCGO funded programs. And part of that, we could look to modify some of those programs. And so one idea that's kind of on our mind is looking at the roadway capacity program and potentially working in a complete streets type element into that.
Okay, excellent. Great ideas. Jane, thanks so much for joining our conversation. Greg, thanks for weighing in there as well. We have great participation tonight. Lots of folks from the community joining us, all of our neighbors here to discuss transportation, the LRTP, and right here in Orange County, we have Jose, we have Alan, we have John. Keep these great questions coming by pressing 0 on the keypad on your phone. We also cleared that queue. We had a bunch of folks who pressed 7 who wanted to provide us their email addresses so we can keep you up to date going forward via email just about transportation right here in the OC. But right now, let's get Jose live in Buena Park. You're live, Jose. Please go ahead with your question.
Hi, good evening, Councilmember Jose Trinidad Castaneda in the City of Buena Park. Title used for identification purposes only. I'm only speaking as an individual and not on behalf of the city as an organization. So my question tonight is really about that regional piece of transit between Buena Park and our surrounding neighbors. So are we due to expect some more robust data visualization, mobility modeling in the new 2045 LRTP, and hopefully some more digital, like kind of movie elements, so to speak, just non-static images that can demonstrate some of the trends and where things are going instead of, you know, just printed static images. And then will we also see more detailed proposals for bus rapid transit services? And I'm thinking more along the lines of the beach corridor, following the beach-specific plan or the beach corridor study, as well as the Harbor Boulevard corridor and the State College to Bristol running from Brea down to Costa Mesa. And these are some of the more regional kind of services that we are lacking in that are sorely needed to reduce car dependency and all that traffic congestion on the 5 and 55. So that's the main bulk, but I also had a follow-up with a complete streets related question following the previous caller. Jane, good to hear from you. The complete streets application from the city of Buena Park went to the state, California Transportation Commission. But again, like the previous caller said, there's only award applications. There's only awards going to cities like Anaheim and Santa Ana because they just score 1 or 2 points higher. So are we going to see a complete streets grant funding award program come out of this new 2045 LRTP planning process? Because we, if we're not matching the funds to the class one and class four bike lane projects that we want to bring, and like the reduced lanes for more walkable, bikeable neighborhoods, then we're just spending a lot more money on plans. And I've read every single plan at OCTA, and it's many plans in the last 4 to 5 years. We just need to implement now. So that would conclude my question. Thank you.
Great. So thank you for your questions. There is a more, getting to your first question about sort of the interactive elements. We do have a little bit more of an interactive interface on our, that's available through our website for this LRTP. So go ahead and check that out when you can. It's at octa.net/LRTP, and you should be able to find a link to the story map, I believe it's called. And that has some interactive elements. As far as the transit service, as I mentioned, we're working off of our existing OC Transit vision that was completed in 2018. That does include expanding our Bravo rapid bus type services throughout the county, particularly in the northern parts of the county, serving the highest demand areas within the county. So we do have that in place, and that is part of our plan. And as I mentioned earlier, we are looking to update that transit vision in the near future. And then on your point of active transportation funding, we're with you. You know, we want to see more funding coming into all of Orange County. You know, there are more opportunities at the state level. They're putting more funding towards active transportation and other strategies that hopefully are trying to get people out of their car and try other modes of transportation. But specifically with our plan, as I mentioned earlier, you know, we are looking to extend our OCGO programs, which includes kind of that regional capacity program for roadway improvements. And there is an opportunity there to at least explore expanding that to include some complete street elements so that the OCGO programs can potentially help support active transportation as well.
Excellent. Thank you so much, Greg. Thank you so much, City Councilman. So exciting when we dial out and catch someone like you on the line and have you join our community conversation. We're so glad to have you join tonight. Thank you so much. All right, we have a polling question up next. Before we get right back to your live questions, we have Alan, John, Chris, Andrew, Brooke, great questions coming in. But quickly, let's take a polling question now. Orange, this is again one that I'm going to ask you if you agree, neither or they are neutral or you disagree on this statement. So statement goes like this. Orange County's many diverse communities require a wide variety of transportation options to address the local mobility needs. Press 1 if you agree, 2 if you're neutral, and 3 if you disagree. So again, Orange County's many diverse communities require a wide variety of transportation options to address local mobility needs. Press 1 if you agree, 2 if you are neutral, and 3 if you disagree. Feel free to press 0 with any comments, thoughts on that polling question. We'd love to have you join our conversation. And also, again, I want to remind folks, we are collecting email addresses tonight. It's one of the best ways for us to keep you up to date. Just press 7, provide that to a staff member, and we'll add you to our list. All right, back to our live questions now. We have Alan in Lake Forest. Alan, you are live right now. Please go ahead with your question.
My question is, at the Irvine train station on the weekends, currently there's no bus service, no nothing, and people get off the trains and they would like to go around town or to like to the Spectrum or to the Great Park. There's no transit options. And I would say they should have something for the weekends, and especially during the summer, people would like to go to the Great Park or to the water park that they just opened. It would be good to have bus service to go around there to the Spectrum or to the Great Park and to do different things. It'd be easier for people to have an open access to get around or implement OC Flex around that area to supplement that there's no buses on the weekends. And also for the train system, they should have either like what Ventura County has for the that all tickets are allowed to run on certain trains for Metrolink riders. That would help a lot of people around and keep the cost down. But I don't know if Orange County can do what Ventura County did. On certain trains, they have co-chair trains. That would be another option to help people get around town.
Excellent. Thanks so much, Alan. Greg, I'll pass this one to you.
Yeah, thanks, Alan. So as part of this plan, we are looking to expand transit service throughout the county by about 19%. So some of that service could be coming towards connecting with the Irvine train station. That's some of that is to be determined still. OC Flex, you mentioned, is another option that we're looking at, particularly in the South County area. And that is an on-demand kind of transit service that operates within an area. We have one operating in Laguna Niguel, and so that is an option that we're considering expanding to in other areas, but it does require some more study before we can make that investment. Along those lines, we're also looking at mobility hubs within Orange County, which provide people access to a variety of modes and really to make those connections at major transit stations like potentially the Irvine station, and gives options to shared mobility, you know, shared scooters, shared bikes to get to their final destinations, and, you know, could potentially provide that kind of access over to the Great Park and other areas around there.
Great. Thank you so much. And Alan, thanks so much for joining our community conversation. Let's go right away to John in Placentia. John, you're live right now. Please go ahead with your question. This is an exciting question. I'm glad you brought it up. Go ahead, John.
Yeah, thanks, guys. I'm actually I work at a Ford dealership, and I see the mandate with California by 2035, everybody's got to switch to electric vehicles. I don't think that's going to happen right like they want it to happen. But when people are coming in trying to buy electric vehicles, it doesn't matter what brand it is, the dealerships are marking these up $5,000 to $10,000. Now, the state of California, I believe, offers $2,500 and the federal government offered $7,500. Why doesn't the county kick in and help people purchase these electric vehicles and make them affordable, and also support them with more charging stations around the county? You know, and for people that want to purchase them, like, you know, these Mach-Es or these Lightnings, you know, I could always offer you advice, John at SoCalFordGuy.com. But, you know, I just think there needs to be county support promoting the use and the purchasing of electric vehicles to help families, you know, get into these cars. Just paying $5,000 to $10,000 over sticker is insane.
Yeah, thank you, John. Yeah, the prices can be stifling, but we are looking at electric vehicle charging stations. So that's a study that we have coming up where we're looking throughout the county to see where the needs are, where they're currently planned, where there's kind of holes in the plans, and making sure that there's also equitable access, so everybody, no matter your income level, can access those kinds of charging stations if you need them.
Great. Thanks so much. Thanks so much, John, for joining our conversation. Great ideas. All right. Up next, we have Chris, Andrew, Brooke, and then we have Rodrigo, Kevin, Robert, Jane. Excellent questions. Love them tonight. Love this just conversation that we're getting to have back and forth. Chris in Orange, you're live right now. Please go ahead with your question.
Hi there. Yeah, thanks for having this, guys. I had a question about just the – I know there's a lot that goes into determining what projects should go on at the same time, and there's lots of considerations, I'm sure, that are made. But to me, it looks as a resident, looks like everywhere you go, there's a half-done project with no one working on it that is sitting there and just continues to impede traffic, slow things down, cause slowdowns. And I'm wondering if is that a result of all of the infrastructure money that was all made available at one particular time in the recent past that caused everyone to start projects that that they don't have the real manpower to complete in an efficient way? And is there any way that any efficiencies that are being thought of to figure out how to maybe concentrate on certain projects to get them done quicker and then start a new one and slow things down in that area and not just slow things down everywhere you go?
Thank you, Chris. Yeah, so, you know, we work to try to have as little impact as possible on the traveling public. But we also want to get these projects on the ground. It's cheaper. It actually saves money if we can implement them sooner. If we hold off on them, prices go up and up. So we do try to get them implemented as soon as we can, but hopefully without too many impacts to the traveling public.
Excellent. Thanks so much, Greg. Thanks, Chris, for joining our conversation. Let's go right away to Andrew. Actually, I want to do another reminder, maybe a last call here to press 7. Nope, not last call yet. But if you want to press 7 on the keypad on your phone so we can keep you up to date on all these great topics we're talking about tonight, as well as other future important topics, if you haven't pressed 7 to sign up for our email updates, right now is a great time to do that. Go ahead, press 7 on the keypad on your phone. All right, Andrew. Sorry, without further ado, in Buena Park, you're live right now. Go ahead with your question.
Yeah, I just had questions about if this would implement also with the electrical cars and the charging ports.
Got it. So you're asking if you know, the updates might include electric charging stations, or are these plans only for public transit? I think that's what he was getting at. Greg, what can you say to Andrew?
Well, we're looking at both. So we are looking to have a fully electric bus fleet by 2040. And so right now we're testing a couple of different technologies. But we're also looking to begin a study that looks at the EV charging infrastructure throughout the county and trying to make sure that we're able to meet the demand as more and more electric vehicles come on the road.
Perfect. Thanks so much. Always changing. So glad you brought that up. Thanks, Andrew, for joining. Thanks, Greg. All right, let's go to Brooke now in Garden Grove. Oh, beautiful. Brooke, you are live right now. Please go ahead with your question.
Oh, I'm live. I thought they were going to read off my question. Okay.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Anyways,
no, you did. That's my fault.
That's okay.
You want me to read it? Okay, go ahead. I'm so sorry.
I can go ahead. So I had a couple questions. One was, is something like the San Francisco BART system or the San Diego-style trolley system even possibly feasible in Orange County? And if not, are we maybe thinking about investing in, like, self-driving cars for just transportation to and from work? Because one of my other ideas is maybe instead of, you know how sometimes you get discounts for improving your home? There could be something like that, like from Edison or somebody, to get installations of superchargers at people's house to incentivize the electric car charging. Instead of just having stations everywhere, we could make it part of a utility or something.
Right.
Great.
Thank you, Brooke.
Sorry, Greg. I was just going to apologize that I brought you live, Brooke, but you had some great ideas there. Sorry, Greg. Go ahead.
Hey, it's live, right? So the EV charging, you know, I've seen dealerships and or not dealerships, but manufacturers offering maybe some incentives for in-home chargers and things like that. Our focus is mainly looking at that equitable access, making sure everyone can get to them. Not everybody has a garage where they can install a charger. So that's one thing. On your first point, we are under construction right now at the OC streetcar that runs through Santa Ana into Garden Grove. And so look for that to be opening in, I believe, 2024.
Excellent. Thanks so much. And thanks, Brooke, for being such a good sport. All right, let's go to Rodrigo next. But I want to say we are seeing a lot of questions coming in regarding bus service or bus access that's kind of a personal nature to you, maybe something that we can't answer so specifically over a live forum like this, but I want to let you know that we have your contact information and we will reach out to you and answer those questions and speak more with you about your concerns in the next week. So look for a phone call from that. And with that, let's go to Rodrigo in Montebello. You're live right now. Please go ahead.
Thank you. Thank you for your time also, everyone here. I just have a four-part question, rather not too complicated, I hope. I wanted to touch on what one of the callers spoke about earlier, Freddie. Might be older than most people here. I'm 47, and I've noticed how transit has changed over the past 10 to 20 years, and this leads into my question. I was wondering if ever we're going to get back to what we had many years ago, which was the 24-hour lines that ran from L.A. to Orange County and other areas. I work in Orange County, but I live over here in LA, so I try to take transit as much as I can. I like to take the Metrolink bus, whatever it may be, but with the change of the transportation, it's extremely complicated to do that now because the hours have been cut, the days have been cut, and even location pickups have been cut. So my first part would be, again, are we going to hopefully revert back to that 24-hour-a-day transit on the bus, train, whatever it may be, so we can get back and forth? The other component that I have to this question is also, I've tried to take the Metrolink from my area. I have multiple stops, Commerce, Montebello, but I'm only allowed to take either twice in the morning to go to Orange County or not at all because those hours got cut. So I can't even use the Metrolink to safely or even hopefully get to work without driving. I have to go drive to downtown LA just to get to Orange County itself. So I'm hoping that that might be something on the plan, adding more hours on the Metrolink. Also, as I stated, the previous caller stated about the passes, and I do recall that. I would take my L.A. pass, show it in Orange County, wouldn't be an issue, or I was able to buy a transfer for a few cents or a dollar. And
whoops, we lost you there, Rodrigo. Okay, so, sounds like maybe his line cut off, but I think we got a good idea of what he was saying. Go ahead, Greg.
Yeah, so thanks, Rodrigo. So with the 24-hour line and services like that, you know, if there's demand for it, you know, we're always looking at where the demand is. And if there's demand there, you know, we'll do what we can to get that kind of service in place to help meet your needs. With Metrolink, you know, they obviously had to cut service through the pandemic. It's coming back at, you know, now. And we, as part of this plan, we are looking to potentially expand Metrolink service, getting up to about 86 weekday trains from where we were pre-pandemic was 55 weekday trains. So adding quite a bit of service, working with Metrolink to make improvements on the rail system and get more service out there.
Excellent. Great. Great that it's coming back. Thanks so much, Greg. Love that. Seems to be doing that in a lot of areas finally as well. All right, let's get Kevin up live next in Orange County. Kevin, you're live right now. Please go ahead with your question.
Hi. I was curious. I actually live in the city of Orange, in Orange County. Why we have very limited to no service on the freeways. From where I'm at, I'm near 2 to 3 major train stations. I frequent over, I work near the South Coast Plaza, John Wayne Airport. It takes a good 30 minutes to an hour just to go maybe 6 miles max. Also, why we don't have services that go down the 22, the 55, even the 57. I know we did previously have one service that went to, I want to say, the Fullerton ride and share parking lot from LA County right in there. But even for a disabled fare for that was $6 or $7 and very discouraging. But also just to get from that point to that point takes an hour. So I just was curious why we don't have any buses that go longer distances, but maybe hop off at major stops or major intersections so that we can get places a little faster, because all the express services go down the major street, but they're not always convenient to get to if you're not close by to that service or whatnot.
Yeah, thanks, Kevin. So we are looking at potentially introducing some freeway BRT routes. So a couple that are in the plan that are kind of undergoing study and project development are along the I-5 from Laguna Niguel up to that Fullerton park and ride, as well as on the 55. I think that one also terminates at the Fullerton park and ride. So there may be some options coming your way.
Great. Thank you so much. Thanks so much, Kevin. All right. I want to do a quick polling question next before we get right back to your live questions. So here is our third and final polling question of the night. So get your keypads ready on your phone. It is, again, an agree, neutral, or disagree. So you guys are pros by now. This statement goes like this. OCGO, which is Orange County's local transportation sales tax, is set to expire in 2041. It is important to continue OCGO programs that maintain infrastructure, signal synchronization, transit accessibility, senior mobility, Metrolink service, and other programs. Press 1 if you agree, 2 if you're neutral, and 3 if you disagree, again, with this following statement. OCGO, which again is Orange County's local transportation sales tax, is set to expire in 2041. We want to know if you agree or neutral or disagree on this next statement. It is important to continue OCGO programs that maintain infrastructure, signal synchronization, transit accessibility, senior mobility, Metrolink service, and other programs. So make sure to press 1 if you agree, 2 if you neither agree nor disagree, or 3 if you disagree. Let us know that valuable feedback on that question. All right, I want to do a last call now. Last call to press 7 on the keypad on your phone to provide us your email address so that we can keep you up to date. That'll give us enough time to collect it before the end of the event, right, in here in about, a little bit less than 20 minutes. So again, last call to press 7 so we can keep you up to date via email. All right, next question comes in from Ashley. I read the fine print. She wants me to read it. Her question goes like this. Why does the LRTP, which is the Long Range Transportation Plan, look to increase bus service when most people prefer to drive? And again, that's from Ashley.
Okay, thanks, Ashley. So as I noted earlier, it won't be possible to continuously expand roads and freeways. So the LRTP recommends strategies like expanding transit service to help provide safe and reliable options to driving and to improve the experience for transit users. However, OCTA also recognizes that transit is not a silver bullet for our future travel needs. And even for regular transit users, it won't always be the best way to travel. And this is true for pretty much every mode of travel as well, so which is why the LRTP includes a menu of strategies that can be used in different parts of the county as they're appropriate. For example, some areas may have needs that can be addressed through improved bus service. Other areas may have needs for bikeways, as we heard in Buena Park, or train service or freeway improvements, whatever the case may be. So by providing this menu of strategies, the LRTP recognizes there's not really a one-size-fits-all solution for Orange County's future transportation needs.
Great. Thank you so much, Greg, and thanks so much, Ashley, for coming in with your comment. All right. As we do have just about 15 minutes left in our forum, I would like to ask specifically for people to weigh in, give us ideas of what you think would improve travel in the future. So again, go ahead and press 0 on the keypad on your phone. Give us ideas of what you think would improve travel in the future. All right, let's go to Robert before Karen, Dee, and Jennifer. We've got up queued. Robert in Fullerton, you're live. Please go ahead.
Yeah, I live in the Fullerton area by the train station, Amtrak. And, yeah, I know some people were saying how there's only two trains that go south in the morning from Fullerton to Orange or Lugano Niguel right now. I want to see the mid-service restored on that Metrolink service. It was suspended during the pandemic, and more people are beginning to ride it to almost pre-pandemic levels. And I'm wondering if there's a way they can resume those it back to a full service like it was before the pandemic, and add more train service in both directions, not just one way. And also, I would like to see evening service on all the Bravo routes that they implement and then and that are existing, including running them 7 days a week, because none of them have evening service. They cut off too early at 6 o'clock or 7 o'clock. I like to see those extended into like the evening hours as well.
Thanks, Robert, and thanks for that suggestion. Going back to the Metrolink service, you know, as I mentioned earlier, that is being restored. Metrolink is increasing service, and we are looking to make improvements along the rail lines so that even additional service can be added in the future. As I mentioned, going from about 55 trains pre-pandemic to up to about 86 trains per day for weekdays.
Excellent. Great. Thanks so much, Greg. Thanks so much, Robert. All right, let's get Karen up live next with a question we haven't heard yet tonight. Karen, please go ahead. You're live.
Thank you. I was wondering if you have any plans to add bus service that would go into the Orange County Airport Terminal, such as Route 71 might be a good option.
Yeah, so through our transit studies, you know, we'll definitely take that into consideration going forward. So as I mentioned, we have ROC Transit Vision study coming up, so I'm sure that'll be a consideration when we look at that.
Excellent. Thanks so much, Karen, for joining our conversation for that idea. All right, let's go to D next in Costa Mesa. D, you're live right now. Please go ahead with your question.
Yes, I have a question. What plans do you have for all the infrastructure that's going to be needed for all these new charging stations? I understand that they're now going to have electric buses. The post office is going to have electric postal cart where they can give you your mail. We're putting the cart before the horse. We don't have the infrastructure that's going to support all these wonderful ideas. In fact, this past summer, we were told, don't turn your air conditioner on after 3 o'clock. Don't charge your car in your garage. What kind of plans are there for all the infrastructure that's going to be needed for all these electrical transit programs?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. You know, we need to coordinate with our utilities to make sure that that infrastructure is in place, and that'll be a consideration, you know, on our end on the EV electric vehicle infrastructure study that we have coming up.
Great. Thank you so much. Thanks so much, Dee. Let's go right away to Jane, who we got back. Jane in Fullerton, you are live right now. Please go ahead with your comments and concerns, it looks like.
Yes, this is Jane.
I want to talk about a few things.
Yes, yes, please. This is Jane with Transit Advocates of Orange County. I just wanted to distinguish myself from the other Jane from Fullerton. there are at least two of us. Thank you for doing this meeting, which is fantastic. I would like to suggest that the OCTA board meetings have an opportunity for people to attend by Zoom or by phone access to Zoom, as we are doing tonight. I was shocked to hear that the OCTA board is one of the few organizations in Orange County that does not allow people to attend remotely. I think there would be kind of better communication between people who use OCTA services and the board if that were able to be implemented. Regarding Councilmember Castaneda talking about interregional services, we would love to see different routes that Orange County has run into Los Angeles in exchange for routes that Los Angeles has running into Orange County. Imperial Highway is an excellent example. It did used to run all the way into Orange County. Then it was balkanized into several little sections. But if that were to now run again from Los Angeles into Orange County, you would see a strengthening of these transit lines rather than the service, the ridership loss that we had when it got broken up into four different jurisdictions, and a person had to get off one bus and get on the other and get off that one and get on another one as it worked through different counties and different cities. So to reinstate some of those interregional lines, perhaps there can be a small budget in OCGO to fund those kinds of things. I'd love to see OCTA do fund its own complete streets projects. For example, when OCTA is funding new freeway projects, we have met with planning staff several times to talk about the on-ramps and the off-ramps and how they affect bicyclists and pedestrians, and there usually isn't any money to make them as safe as they could be for a bike and ped. And so OCTA itself really should have a kitty for spending that money on pedestrian and bike safety rather than only motorist safety exclusively. Also, construction, when a bridge is closed, that is not so devastating for a motorist because they can drive around to another area, another bridge, but a pedestrian, a bicyclist, someone in a wheelchair, it is devastating. So we would like to see money put aside in the construction budgets for these new OCTA projects that allows, maybe there are shuttles that take bus riders from one side of the construction to the other, et cetera, et cetera. We've submitted proposals in the past, but let's start filling in the gaps so that bike, ped, and bus users can travel without impediment. Night owl
Absolutely,
service,
Jane.
There's huge demand.
I am so
whenever
sorry, I'm going to have to cut in. You have such great ideas. I'm so glad we connected with you tonight on this call. I am just sitting here watching this time tick down, and we still want to get to as many voices in the community as we can tonight. But as I said, you have great, excellent comments. I'm so glad we had you on, and I want to let everyone know that your questions and comments are they're being memorialized, so we do have them. And Jane, again, thank you so much for joining our call tonight with all of your great ideas. All right, let's get right away to Jennifer in Tustin next. Again, just trying to hear as many voices as we can. Jennifer, you're live right now. Please go ahead with your question.
Hi, I just had two questions. My first one is the Metro used to have a dedicated train that went north and south out of Angel Stadium. And it no longer runs since the pandemic, and I haven't seen anything coming on that in the near future. So just like a thought that it was loaded when I used to take it, and I don't ride the Metro very much anymore because it doesn't really go where I'm going anymore. But little things like that, and what the lady said earlier, even like lines that would take us to the airport would be fantastic, or bus system of something that was dedicated. I know I would take that. It would probably be easier than getting a Lyft and less expensive. Kind of comment I had was I'm 49, but a lot of my aunts and uncles and my mother are getting older, and they're questioning why these charging stations are being put up at the front of like grocery stores, Target, stuff like that. Why aren't they being put in the back? You know, they may not be handicapped, but, you know, and I know in, 25 years from now, I'm not going to want to walk, 12 additional spaces, or maybe a lot of additional spaces if all these charging stations are up there. That's just like a thought that, has been in conversations around my family and friends recently. And I have noticed stores moving the pickup locations from the pandemic off to the sides now. So maybe something, just a thought that planners need to be thinking about, think about people and their mobility once they leave their vehicles in the future. So that's it.
Absolutely. Thanks so much, Jennifer. Greg, your thoughts?
So as I mentioned earlier, Metrolink service, we're trying to bring that back and expand it. The airport connections, that's something that we can consider in our future plans. But yeah, really appreciate your thoughts and your input on the EV chargers as well.
Absolutely. Thanks so much, Jennifer. Thanks, Greg. Let's go to Daisy now in Stanton. She also asked that I read her question. It's quick. She says, are there any plans to make protected bike lanes?
Yeah, thanks for that question. There are plans for protected bike lanes. They're typically referred to as Class 4 bike lanes in the industry. So there are plans for those, but they're generally developed at the local jurisdictions, at the cities. OCTA definitely works with them to help develop those plans and hopefully get them funded and implemented. But yeah, they're out there and they're becoming more common.
Excellent. Thank you so much for that question. Thanks, Greg, for responding. All right. So we are just about at the end of our allotted time, but I do want to let everyone know that we have a way for you to leave us a voicemail message at the end of this call. We tried our best to get to as many as we possibly could in the time we have tonight, but there are still some left on the board. So for anyone who wants to leave us a voicemail message, just stay on till the very end of this call. Again, that'll just be in a few minutes here after we hear some closing remarks from Marissa, and leave us a voicemail message. We will call you back. Leave us your best contact information and spell it out slowly, your name, and if that's your phone number or your email address, however you want us to reach back out to you. And goodness, say it slowly because we'll be pulling it off a voicemail message. All right. With that, I want to first say thank you to Greg, but this concludes our question and answer session. So I'm going to pass this back to Marissa for a few closing remarks and bring us to the finish line.
All right. Thank you, Allison. So yes, I'd like to thank everyone. Great questions and suggestions, and we really appreciate your time tonight. Just want to let the audience know that your involvement with the LRTP doesn't have to end here. You can leave a voicemail message after we end our call, just like Allison had mentioned, with any additional questions or comments. And if you leave your name and email, we will definitely get back to you. We also invite you to visit our website at octa.net/LRTP. You can learn more about the study, take our online survey, and sign up for our upcoming Zoom public webinar taking place on Tuesday, January 24th at 5:30 p.m. We also have a helpline if you prefer to leave a comment. The helpline number is 800-501-9266. I'll say that one more time. It's 800-501-9266. On behalf of OCTA, I'd like to thank you all once again for participating and for making this such a valuable conversation. Have a good evening, everyone.